are here at the introduction of the Novus Cows program, and I am with Marina von Kaiserlink with the University of British Columbia, professor of animal welfare. She was involved with the development of this program. So, and you prefer to be called Nina, is that right? Okay. So, Nina, tell us first, what was the University of British Columbia's role in the development of the Cows program?
So, our role was that we actually ran a pilot project which set up the whole benchmarking program in itself. I had a master's student, Kiyomi Ito, who was keen to do some on-farm work. And behind all this is 10 years of research in cow comfort and lameness. My colleague Dan Weary and I, we run a program with graduate students, and we've had 10 years of students that have come through that have worked on individual projects. But all this science is great, but at the end of the day, what we wanted to do was help farmers improve things on their farms. And to do that, we needed to go on farm. And so we set up this benchmarking program. So Kiyomi Ito, and I had a veterinary student from Chile that came up, Alejandro Berrientos, who basically became her partner in crime in all this. And they visited these 43 farms. And what we did was we, based on our research, we felt fairly confident that we knew what we needed to measure. But key to all this was working with the producer. And like I said, you know, we do all this research, we come up with averages, but in order for him to change things on his farm, he needs to know what his cows are doing. And so we created a report, an individualized, confidential report that told him what the lying time of his cows were, what the incidence of lameness was, and benchmarked him relative to the other farms in the area. And what was really exciting for us was that what we saw that some farms were doing an unbelievable job. Some farms needed a little bit of help, but I think that the power in all of this is the fact that I wasn't coming in as a scientist and telling him, you know, you're good or you're bad. It was the data that was allowing him to see where he sat relative to his colleagues. We did that in 2008, and obviously, as a single group, research group located in Western Canada, I mean, our mandate is to try to help the dairy industry both nationally and ultimately also internationally. And I had met Ed at, I think, a conference or something and talked about this program. And he came up to visit. I think he was visiting some feed companies. And he met my colleague Dan and I for lunch. And we flipped open the computer and showed him what we had done in our local area. What was really key to us is that we did 43 farms. By the time we were 3/4 of the way through this project, we had more farmers wanting to participate than we had time for. So, which told us that there was value in this. And so in talking to Ed, you know, Novus was keen, and so that's how it all happened. And basically we're now 1 year later and 150 farms later.
What do you think at this point, what is this going to give the average dairy producer? What does it give them the opportunity to do?
So I think what this gives the average dairy producer is there's a lot of pressure on trying to improve farm practices. You know, you've got consumers asking questions. What is very unique about this project is it's not an audit program. It is a program that a farmer can participate and they can get the data and they can implement changes, but they're in control. It's not somebody else telling them what to do. Or our mandate in the animal welfare program is to work with producers. Because ultimately, I think they want to create the best environment for their cows. A big thing that we've done in agriculture is that we're based very much where we have this challenge of dealing with tradition. And we have these practices. This is how we've always done things. We've built barns through the eyes of humans. And what our research done is tried to look at those barns through the eyes of a cow. And so now taking all those pieces, you know, working with producers to how do we tweak things to make things better.
Well, thank you very much. Here at the Novus launch of the Cows program in Reno, Nevada, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.